Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 30th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Qualcomm might have confirmed that at least some of the new iPhone 12 models won't be available in September as usual. Qualcomm yesterday shared its Q3 earnings report and also expectations for the fourth quarter. The company mentioned that it expects an impact on Q4 shipments due to the delay of a flagship 5G iPhone. It's important to keep in mind that Qualcomm's fourth quarter covers July, August, and September. Qualcomm's chief financial officer went as far as to say that some of the 5G chips that were supposed to be shipped out in September have been pushed until the end of the year. But of course, Qualcomm didn't mention the name of any particular smartphone company, though it's hard to imagine another flagship smartphone with 5G that's expected to be released in September but has been delayed. Apple is expected to announce four new iPhone models this year, all of which will feature 5G support enabled by Qualcomm modems. Additionally, John Prosser, who correctly leaked the launch date for some Apple products this year, said on Twitter that the iPhone 12 and new iPad models wouldn't be announced until October. If true, this is not an unprecedented move by Apple. The iPhone X was announced in September 2017, but didn't reach stores until November. And with the iPhone XR in 2018, it was announced in September, but not released until October. In other news, Apple has updated the Apple Store app for iOS and iPadOS with a new For You tab. This tab is filled with useful tips and shopping suggestions, and there's also a new immersive iPhone comparison tool. Tapping on the new For You tab displays an overview of devices linked to your Apple ID, as well as accessories compatible with the products you already own. There are also suggestions for Apple services you might like, and even intelligent suggestions like active gift cards available in the Wallet app. From the Your Devices section of the app, you can get glanceable information about the status of your iPhone's warranty, as well as quick access to help from the Apple Support app. And for older devices, Apple will now display an estimated trade-in value and offer a quick link to get started with an Apple trade-in. The Apple Store app has also added a detailed new tool to compare your current iPhone with your next iPhone. The feature is found on the iPhone product pages and lets you weigh any two recent iPhone models side by side. You can download the latest version of the Apple Store app today from the App Store. And last but certainly not least today, yesterday marked the testimony of Apple CEO Tim Cook to the House Judiciary Committee over antitrust concerns and potential anti-competitive behavior. The House Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee has been investigating the digital marketplace since last June. Cook appeared alongside Jeff Bezos from Amazon, Sundar Pichai from Google, and Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. Cook was questioned primarily about the App Store, including details on the 30% cut it takes on all transactions, as well as how Apple coexists by creating its own apps while offering a marketplace for third-party developers. One of the key things Cook was questioned about was Apple's removal of certain third-party screen time apps from the App Store, which happened to coincide with the launch of the first-party screen time feature on iOS. Cook justified this by saying Apple was concerned with the privacy of these third-party apps, and he also pointed out that there are still plenty of other screen time tools on the App Store and vibrant competition in the marketplace between these developers. For Apple, the emphasis throughout the testimony was that even though the App Store is the only platform for iPhone and iPad apps, Apple must entice developers to develop for the iPhone and iPad instead of other platforms like Android, Windows, Xbox, and PlayStation. In general, this was Cook's argument when asked about how Apple was not engaging in anti-competitive behavior when the App Store is the exclusive and only platform for iPhone and iPad apps. In comparison to the other three CEOs, Cook actually received fewer questions. According to data compiled by The Information, Cook was asked 15% of the total 210 questions. Zuckerberg received 32% of the questions, followed by Bezos and Pichai, both at 27%. But where things get interesting for Apple is actually in internal emails that were published by the House Judiciary Committee. These internal Apple emails offered additional information on how Apple runs the App Store. For one, an email sent by Senior Vice President of Internal Software and Services, Eddie Q, to other Apple executives in March of 2011, indicated that Apple considered increasing the commission fee for subscriptions to 40%. Eddie Q directly refers to apps such as MLB, NBA, and Hulu, which allow users to subscribe to their services through the iOS apps. Since the very beginning of the App Store, Apple has taken 30% of any transaction made within its own payment processing, but at least at one point, these emails show that Apple has considered raising this to 40% for subscriptions. This is important because one of the questions asked to Cook was how Apple can say it does not have a dominant position when a policy change like this could affect millions of developers. Nowadays, Apple takes 30% of subscriptions in the first year and 15% for every year after that, unless you're Amazon. Separate emails revealed in the hearing showed direct conversations between Jeff Bezos and Eddie Q from late 2016. Eddie Q refers to a previous meeting with the Amazon CEO and summarizes the agreement between the two companies. Q explains that Apple would receive 15% of revenue from subscriptions made through the Amazon Prime Video app, as well as 15% of the third-party Amazon channels sold through the app when the original subscriber used Apple's payment processing. This is, of course, a very different arrangement than what's available to other developers that offer content through the App Store. Apple giving Amazon preferential treatment for subscription revenue sharing is likely to be a key focus as the House Judiciary Committee moves forward with this investigation. Especially considering that Tim Cook said multiple times during his testimony that Apple treats all developers the same. You can get a full recap of the antitrust hearing in our live blog, which is linked in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. We will be taking the day off tomorrow, but we'll be back next week with a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.